pass it on to us here at All Action Sports Radio. You can reach out to us at gmail@allactionsportsradio.com. All right, coming up, we have Jason Weingand from Racer X Online now here on All Action Sports Radio. And we're on the line with Jason Weingand, Racer X Online editor. He also hosts a TV broadcast of Lucas Oil AMA Motocross and the GNCC Series. And he is here now on All Action Sports Radio talking about the East Coast swings of Supercross. Jason, welcome to All Action Sports Radio.
Pumped to be here, as always.
As always. Hey, and I want to give our listeners a big shout out that the Grand National Cross Country Series that you announced kicks off next weekend, right, on March 8th?
Yeah, well done. That's all part of the Daytona Bike Week scene. So you folks, if you're down there, go to Supercross on Saturday, and then about half hour away is GNCC in the woods on Sunday.
Sunday, that's right, March 9th. And the pro bike race begins at 1 p.m., right?
That's right, 3 hours, and you're going to see these dudes are going to be spent. It's going to look like the finish line of the Ironman triathlon when this thing's over. It's gnarly.
And you're calling it, so it's got to be good. All right, Jason, I hate to say it, but I called it last week. Well, I don't hate to say it. Ken Roczen, I had a feeling that he was going to be the man, and he was.
You don't hate to say it, do you? Yeah, he was, man, and that's as impressive as they come. He had to get around none other than Ryan Villopoto to win the race, and he did it. He's not riding at all like a 19-year-old rookie, is he?
No, not at all. You know, the thing is, again, I said it before last week, and I'm saying it again, James Stewart, head-to-head, Ken Roczen, head-to-head. We talked about Ryan Villopoto, the chink in his armor, and these guys are beating him head-to-head. I mean, Ryan Villopoto kind of blamed it on his bike last week, right?
Yeah, well, he's not making excuses. I mean, he's not one. If he gets beat, he'll just say that he got beat. You know what I mean? It's not like he's going out there saying, no, it's only because of this, it's only because of that. You know, people are going to ask you after the race what happened. He's going to say something. But I don't feel like he's making excuses. He just knows these guys are good, and he's the points leader. And honestly, he looked pretty happy after this one. That was a real threat from Stewart, and he just avoided it big time because Stewart had a crash.
Yeah, he sure did. We talked about Chad Reed last week, but didn't get to the press release about his replacement, Dean Wilson. For me, why would he get somebody who really isn't experienced in 450 rather than getting a more experienced rider?
Well, first of all, if that rider existed, maybe that's what he would do, but it's hard to just find somebody like that. Second of all, Chad has had a plan to have a young up-and-comer come through his team and kind of take his place when he's done at some point, and Dean's been on that radar for a long time. Chad has said over and over he doesn't want to get like a guy that gets 10th or 15th. He wants the kind of talent that can get podiums. Dean could be that somewhere down the road, but he's getting started early.
So this is the full-on mentoring program for Dean Wilson with Chad Reed.
Oh, yeah, and this has been rumored for years. I mean, 2010, Dean Wilson was spending time at Chad Reed's house, and ever since 2011 on then, he's been rumored to team up with him. This could be the look of the future. So we'll get a couple of weeks at it now, and I wouldn't be surprised if this looks like this all the time soon.
So in your professional opinion, Jason, which carries a lot of weight, good choice? Best choice for 2-2 Motorsports?
Yeah, absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. Because when you get somebody that's that talented, there's upside, as I like to call it, right? It's NFL combine time. Mm-hmm. There is a chance that Dean could do really well. If you get one of those experienced 450 guys, like you say, I mean, honestly, anyone that's a top 10 guy is locked up. So you know at best you're going to get a guy who probably is going to get the top 10. There's a chance that Dean's going to do really well. And if he doesn't do well, well, whatever. It's the first time riding in a 450, so no one's going to really bag on the team for that. So basically, it's very little risk with a big possibility of a reward.
And he probably doesn't have to pay him much.
No, that's not really what he's looking for at all. I mean, he's just getting a bonus to be able to ride a couple of races, which I think he really wants to do. So you give him a bike, he probably didn't need any payment at all.
All right, let's switch gears, so to speak, and talk about Mike Alesi. You know, he's not having the banner year that we all thought he would. Now he's fined and put on probation. You know, I watched that video over and over.
Yeah.
It looks to me like either he was texting or he fell asleep. Right?
Hey, you know, I give you credit, Wes. There were about 100 jokes on Twitter within 5 minutes, but no one had that one. Good one.
That's what it looks like. I mean, it's so bizarre. I guess, doesn't it seem bizarre?
Oh, absolutely. And it's a heat race, and it comes out of nowhere. I mean, the Alexis have had some crazy drama and run-ins, but they're always different. It's not like Mike has this headhunter reputation where he's taken out hundreds of dudes through the years. Why this happened and why he did it, I really have no idea, but you can watch it all the times you want. It's pretty obvious it's intentional. So something snapped or something motivated him to do this. I was as confused as anyone. It came out of nowhere.
And even Pink got involved. You know, she was Twittering about it.
Yeah.
That's how big Alessi's gotten.
Hey, that's what happens with the Alessi's, man. These things they do are so nuts that they end up being really higher profile than even the guy that wins the race. I mean, if you remember last summer, we had the situation with his brother pointing the green laser light in Ryan Delpoto's eyes. That was a way bigger deal than whoever the heck won that race. I don't even remember who won.
You're exactly right. And, you know, how does that affect a rider going forward? You're on probation. You have to ride with caution. He has to be more timid. He can't be strategic in tight races and go for it. He kind of blew his season, right?
I think it would affect almost any other rider, but not Mike. I don't know what their deal is, man. They just operate on a different plane, a different mindset. I don't even think he thinks he did anything wrong.
No,
they don't seem to be affected by this at all. I don't know what their thought process is, but very rarely do they agree with the majority.
Yeah, he even said, it was just a racing incident, no big deal.
Yeah, exactly. How could you possibly say that? Where is your mind when you're saying things like that? So I don't think he's going to this race or any other worried at all. He doesn't even think he did anything wrong.
Wow. That and more coming up after this break with Jason Weingand from RacerX Online. Stand by.